Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and you are listening to another pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. We're all heading to ISE in 2 weeks in Amsterdam. In fact, 2 weeks from today will be the second day of the show, and I will already be tired, as will Jonathan McCune, who's joined me. He's the product management guru over at Black Box. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Gary. I'm great. Hope you're great as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love Amsterdam. I love the people there, and I love the show, the ISE show. We'll be covering the entire show with a microsite at raypubs.com/ISE2020. So if you're listening to this after the show or even during the show, you can actually go to that microsite and type in Black Box and see the videos we're going to shoot in your booth. And you're going to be launching some new stuff and doing a side-by-side demo between your AVI over IP solution and other AV over IP solutions. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's you know, we launched MCX. It was kind of, you know, kind of a soft launch at Infocom, which was our first foray towards the, you know, with the SDVoE Alliance, right? So it was our first product with that technology. We've been in AV over IP for a long time with traditional gigabit solutions. But what we saw really was the power of what you get as far as video quality, latency, and flexibility with the SDVoE technology. So we're really excited to show this. So on the booth, we have a shootout demo. It's Black Box's MCX product. It's our first showing in Europe, actually. So we're excited about that. But we're also going to be showing it in a shootout versus a competitor. I'm not going to name names, but you'll be able to figure it out throughout the booth. And what we're going to see here is really what does that video quality side by side look like, and really what it looks like to have an uncompressed video next to what is a much more compressed video, and what that difference looks like, as well as you're going to get a chance to see latency both in source to screen as well as the overall switch time and how much faster our solution is in both those cases. And then you're going to get to see some overall flexibility, right? So AV over IP allows us to go much deeper than traditional matrix switches, and really SDVoE allows us to go deeper than a lot of our competitors in the AV over IP space. And we're going to show that to the public there at the show.
Yeah, and of course, AV over IP is the big thing for 2020. I mean, everyone's going to be deciding on which ecosystem, which product, which standard, whatever they decide to follow. But you have a complete line that covers both the SDVoE and the other options that are out there. And we'll go into that in more detail after the show. But you have some other stuff. You're going to be in at ISE. You're going to be in Hall, I believe, 10 in stand B, or sorry, P as in Paul. So Hall 10, P155. In addition to AV over IP, you'll also be showing some of your digital signage iCompel product line. You have some new functionality there as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Gary. So iCompel, a lot of people know it because it's been around for about 8 years. One of the earlier enterprise grade solutions. It's really simple for a novice, but incredibly powerful for experts and from a CMS perspective. And it's always been flexible with a number of media player options. But what we've done is we have three things that we want to show at this. That I'm really excited to show at the show. One is our deployment flexibility again. So there's in the recent years, system on chip capabilities from our partners over at LG and Samsung have really improved, and we see incredible value there. So we're fully compatible with WebOS 4 as well as SSSP 6.0. And we have that at the show, but what we're really excited to talk about there is what we're calling iCompel Zero, which is really a digital signage as a service platform. So it allows you to decouple the cost of a media player hardware from the software component, and then be able to you can make that flexible from a cash flow perspective in your deployment, so that you're not, if where you need an actual media player, places where you have a lot of processing going on, or a lot of very dense content from a streaming perspective, this allows you then to be able to deploy that hardware at a much lower cost, and then pay for that software over time. Again, making it a much more reasonable deployment for our end users and integrators alike.
Yeah, so it's sort of an AV. It's sort of an AV as a service solution in a way. It's sort of like the way to get into and a kind of a glimpse at the future of the way that I think AV systems in general be offered.
Absolutely. And this is really just our first real step in that direction. When we see you guys again at like Digital Signage Expo and Infocom this year, there's going to be some really exciting things happening with our AV as a service offering.
So everything will be, as I said, you'll be at ISE. We'll be at ISE in Hall 10, stand P155. I'd love Jonathan, did we cover everything, or do you have anything else you're going to launch there at the show?
So we do have a couple things that we're going to launch. So we have some new H.264, H.265 encoders, multi-port 1, 2, and 4-port encoding devices. They really work within our, if you know Black Box, you know that we're a lot of our business from the control room space. And so that fits right into that category. And we have a really interactive demo with not just the AV products, but our KVM products there as well. And there's some new things that I probably can't talk about as detailed as I can that are going to be launched as far as features with our Emerald platform, features and products. So we'll have an interactive station there with some great new things there as well. There's probably a handful of other things we can probably talk about as well, but those are the big ones.
Excellent. Well, I will be there. We're actually going to go and shoot videos on all the new stuff that we just talked about. And all that will be on our microsite at raypubs.com/ISE2020. Just type in Black Box in the video search window. Jonathan, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, my pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you. And everyone, thanks for listening. Have a great day.